Good morning. You have your commissioner's court here at the present time. The judge is, as we call it, is a bull in a box. I've done that before. He's with TAC, moving around to different legislators, fighting for the causes of Jefferson County. So we will start off with Commissioner Senegal leading us in the prayer and Commissioner Erickson in the pledge. Please stand.
Just bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you continue to bless this county as well as the state and this nation, as well as the world. We ask that you protect those that are fighting for our democracy. Give us the wisdom to do us right in your will only. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We start here in pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And at this time, we'll have anyone that's in the court that would like to speak to any item on the agenda. They can come to the podium, or if you're on the line, you can also chime in to speak any item on the agenda. Hearing none, moving right along to under purchasing. A, consider and approve, award, execute, receive and file, acceptance of offer of invitation for bids, term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County with Bob Barker Company Incorporated, Kent Heritage Incorporated, and Victory Supply LLC, with price as shown on attachment A. B, consider and approve, execute, receive and file, change order number 2 for the agreement with Central Square Technology LLC to add training for the H5-HTML5 interface for the Norville in the amount of $2,145, bringing the total agreement from $200,110.07 to $202,255.07. Consider and approve discretionary exemption as authorized by local government code 262.024A7A for items that can be obtained from only one source, including items for which completion is precluded because of extending of patents, copyrights, secret process, or monopoly. This project will be funded by LATCF federal grant funds. I'm open for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Erickson, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under County Auditor, A, consider and approve resolution for signature authorizations for Texas Community Development Block Grant Program. B, receive and file General Land Office Amendment Number 5 for GLO Contract 20.066-036-2C42. Homeowners Buyout Program to extend the date from to May 31st of 2025. C, consider and approve interlocal agreement between Spindletop Center and Jefferson County for use of grant funds from Health and Human Services Commission for the construction of jail diversion facility. These grant funds will continue to build out the facility, excluding office space. D, consider and approve electronic disbursement for $179,810.18 to the State Controller for Intergovernmental Government Transfer for Jefferson County LPPF for the Uncompensated Care Program. E, regular county bills, check number 526432 through check number 526661. F, consider and approve title. I'm going to take these last three because I got a couple of questions on those. I'm going to ask for a motion for items A through E.
Second.
Got a motion from Commissioner Erickson, second from Mr. Williams. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Now with these last two, and I have to ask this to you, the auditor. The court normally, and I know it's the verbiage on here, has the county judge and the auditor on those, but normally we only approve for the county judge with documentation and contracts and things of that nature because he brings it back to the court. Right. Is it this, something different that's going on?
There's also the internal control question there that typically in the past the county auditor was the one who signed it. That's why I put on it. There's a couple of assurances that is done by the fiscal agent. So the contract itself would be signed by the county judge. It's a 7-year contract and required documentations of the on the fiscal side.
Can I get you? I'm gonna hold these until next court meeting. I prefer that we have it where the judge is separated because that way we are definitely under. Because of all the things that have happened,
we'll lose the ability. It's due Friday.
It's due Friday. Well, that's a problem. I will read it as the county judge with those documents. Okay. Okay. Then, with F, consider and approve Title 4E Child Welfare Services contract with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Term of contract. It's October 1st, 2025 through September 30th, 2032. Contract, consider and authorize the county judge to execute required documents for a contract. G, consider and approve Title 4E Legal Services contract with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Term of contract is October 1 through 2025 through September 3rd, 2032. Consider and authorize the county judge to execute the required documents for the contract. H, consider and approve the Texas Water Development Board contract 22000128 for the 2022, I'm assuming that's FEMA grant to elevate 34 properties. Consider and authorize the county judge to submit contract by DocuSign. Open for a motion.
Move approval.
Second as amended.
And I want to just ask, just for clarification purposes, does it affect anything the way we we're approving this today? Does it affect anything?
Or no,
is it, okay, so as long as it doesn't affect anything, we can get some clarification and move forward.
The Texas Water Board, I'll just ask them to resend it to Judge.
Okay.
And if it's not FEMA, it's just FMA.
FMA.
Yeah. FMA?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's not FEMA.
FMA, okay. Thank you.
All right. So we have a motion.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion other than that?
We are amending it to put the word county judge in.
Correct.
For the record, thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under C, county commissioners. A, receive and file, execute a GLO CDR memorandum regarding revised ERR review procedures, choice limited action, and environmental review for Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 GL Contract 24.0665-063 through E573. Open for a motion.
So moved.
Got a motion from Commissioner Senegal and second by Commissioner Brandon Willis. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under the Sheriff Department, there's one item. A, consider and approve out-of-state travel to Tulsa, Oklahoma, intercontinental jet for pilots Brian Barber and LJ Cantero on, I know I chopped them up, on March 26, 2025 through March 28, 2025. The travel is for a test flight and pickup of the Sheriff's Office airplane. Essential repairs have been completed. Motion for those at project?
So moved.
Got a motion? Got a second. Motion by Commissioner Erickson, second by Commissioner Senegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under the Engineering Department, A, considering possibly approve replat a portion of Block 22 and 23 of Thad F. Koch Subdivision, Volume 1, page 113, map recorded, Jefferson County, Texas, into Lot 1 and Lot 2, part of the E. Lopez League, abstract number 37, Jefferson County, Texas. This replat is located off of County Line Road in Precinct number 3. The replat has met all of Jefferson County platting requirements. B, execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Air Products and Chemical Incorporated, intended for the purpose of transporting all necessary equipment to 6900 Erie Street. This project is located in precinct number 4. Open for a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion by Commissioner Erickson, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That ends your Commissioner's Court for this week. If there's any elected official would like to speak to anything that we will not be in acting on, you have this opportunity. Hearing none, anybody up on the dais that have anything to speak?
I do. The text I wrote, it's really, really busy out there, especially going eastbound. See a number of wrecks, number of shutdowns. Just be careful to the public out there. It's really bad, especially got that one lane shutdown coming around the curve, going toward, coming this way. Really bad. A lot of people can't drive out there anyway. Just make sure it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, with that, we are closed for business. Have a blessed week.